This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Santa Fe, as a small plane crashed into a home. Boy, we've been talking about plane accidents, it seems, small plane accidents a lot lately. The heat is on, and don't we all know it? It's the joke that we keep running on this show. So how hot is it? I have yet another answer for you coming up. I feel you in Arizona. Crazy, the heat wave risks. And as these temperatures rise, what is it that we need to do and be careful of? Even though we hear it a million times, you can never, ever hear it too much based on some of what we're seeing. It is the ex-president who's running for president and has all of, seemingly, the votes, at least in the polls. I mean, they're not votes, but it's forecasting what could happen for the Republicans, and it's Trump, 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 not DeSantis, not Nikki Haley, not Chris Christie, or any of the other Republicans running. But yet again, more on indictments, and you got the Republicans who are debating impeaching the Attorney General. In the meantime, typical politics in this country, the way it sits. Hey, everybody, how's your day gone, or your week anyway? Kay Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. So let's talk about the former president and dive into heat of a different sort. The former president said he'd been told he's a target in the January 6th criminal investigation that's led by special counsel Jack Smith. Smith already criminally charged Trump with about three dozen crimes related to retaining classified docs when he left the White House. Now Trump is saying, and he got ahead of this and said it, he said he may soon face indictment for the January 6th investigation. That investigation is focused on what happened in after the loss, after the former president's loss in the 2020 election to Joe Biden. So he is the leading contender for the Republican presidential nomination. And already he's facing those other counts relating to documents. And now it may be another indictment, and this time tied to January 6th. So there's a lot of conversation about that, a ton of conversation about that. He said he was given what he called the horrifying news on Sunday evening by his lawyers. And his lawyers have asked that any trial in that case, in the classified documents case, take place after the 2024 election. Now you've got this other situation. Plus you have the criminal investigation by the Georgia state prosecutor as far as the election there and trying to, and whether or not he tried to reverse his loss to Biden in Georgia. So there's a whole lot of mess going on with lawyers and court and possible indictments in the middle of this run for president. In the meantime, he continues to raise a lot of money and now is going to host a screening of Sound of Freedom, which is the anti-child trafficking hit film. And, you know, of course, this is a big thing that we talk about a lot, children's rights and safety and parents and that kind of thing. And this film has, like I said, really, really taken off. Now, there are other Republican presidential contenders like DeSantis, the Florida governor, and several others that are focusing on legislation and focusing on children and whatnot. But this film, which cost $14.5 million to make, has seen a huge breakthrough at the box office. It started off with $14 million on its July 4th opening day and actually took the number one spot from Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Sound of Freedom has made more than $53 million and climbing, and now there's the chance that probably, and this will happen, that the former president will host this screening of the sound of freedom. So all of that's happening on the Trump side while in the middle of dealing with possible charges, possible other indictment that his lawyers are going to have to fend off. And I'll be curious as to whether other Republican contenders, when they're answering these questions, because they're asked about it, what they'll have to say about possible charges in yet another case, the biggest case that's being investigated, and will they try to use it to their advantage or not, and is it an advantage? And all these are really timeline questions that I can only say on this show, and even in talking to people that I know in the legal circles, that you can't really determine what's going to happen with the judge and what's going to happen with the timeline and what's going to happen with requests from lawyers. You can watch it play out, and there are some decisions that could be made that could push it off to after the election, but will that really happen? I think all these things collide at once. So on that same vein, because we're always talking about numbers, the New Hampshire poll, the latest one, has the former president maintaining his lead over the Florida governor. It's called the University of New Hampshire's Granite State poll. We've talked about it a bunch. Found that you've got Donald Trump at 37% as far as likely to garner the support necessary to Ron DeSantis' 23%. Tim Scott, the South Carolina senator, 8%. Everybody else is in single digits. The former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, North Dakota governor, and the rest are all at 6% or 5%. You have Nikki Haley at 5%. And then it drops off dramatically from there. You have the former vice president, 1%. 1%. Now, are there people still deciding? It's so funny, this question to me. I just had this conversation with my neighbor. You may have the same conversation when you see a slew of campaign ads. Do we not kind of know the way people are going to vote? There is the great big hole with the independents, but I think so many people have already made up their mind. It's just a question of, will that candidate be there or not, or is there something unforeseen that will happen that will change something? All right, besides the politics of the day and the conversation of prognosticating what's going to happen in the future, we have 80 million of us in the U.S., which is about a quarter of the population, that are going to run into some extreme heat this week. Some that haven't dealt with it quite as much, but there are at least 15 states that are under heat warnings. And that's the 80 million. That's where you arrive at the 80 million. We're talking about like triple digits. We're talking about heat that is what has been labeled extreme. Even in Austin, Texas, you know, volunteers at a cooling center are passing out bandanas soaked in ice water because they're trying to think of things they can do to keep people cool. And they are seeing about 400 to 500 people a day. There are mobile teams, just as an example, in this one particular medium-sized city that provide water, hats, sunscreen, all of that. Because there are some people that go out in the heat, they think it's okay, and then they realize they just are not going to make it. Know your money, or at least where it's headed. What does that mean? Mega Millions jackpot, $640 million. That's what I'm talking about. Do you have the winning numbers next?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Conversation about lotteries. It's that whole fantasy thing. What would you do if you had unlimited supplies of money? And of course, there is a limit to what you would win. But I don't know. You win $1 billion. There's probably a lot you could do with $1 billion. It's just that it's almost farcical to talk about it because we know the odds are so stacked against you. But I don't know, what if you want a little bit of money? So I told the story of the Powerball, which now is up to over $1 billion because nobody won the other day, where I just got two tickets, and I won $16. I mean, hey, $6 down, $16 back, not a bad deal. On the other hand, Mega Millions is also very, very high. The momentum was really swinging in the Mega Millions jackpot, and that was up to 500. At one point, we're talking about it surged past 550 million for just the seventh time in that, you know, in that game's 21-year history. So 720 million is now what the jackpot is up to for the next drawing, which could be even higher. And that will be on Friday, which means nobody on Tuesday won the jackpot, but maybe you won a little bit of money. So I had a ticket for that, right? There's a vending machine. I got just a couple of tickets. And the numbers, they're worth telling you. Maybe you have a ticket because everybody always asks me when they're high to say them. So 19, 22, 31, 37, 54, 18. I had a ticket. I wrote across the front of it, put it on our refrigerator to the hubs. Still working. Still working because we did not hit the jackpot. But there were some people that had everything but the Mega Ball, so they won $1 million. In South Dakota, somebody won $1 million. In California, somebody won a mill. And in Wisconsin, that's not bad, right? Hey, $1 million. But maybe in somebody's head, when you're thinking, oh, I was just one ball short of the unbelievable. I was oh so close to winning that. All right, so while we talk about dreams, for other people, it's been crazy when we talk about small planes and flying in some of these small propeller planes. A pilot died after his small plane crashed into an empty New Mexico home shortly after takeoff on Tuesday. And I looked at the wreckage of this plane, and boy, it's sad that he died, but it's lucky that more people weren't injured in this, because it was just right after takeoff. And again, it was one of these twin-engine Cessnas that failed just right after it jumped out of the Santa Fe Regional Airport, and it had problems and then just crashed into a house that was vacant. So that part is the lucky part, but it's just a huge dark cloud of smoke from that wreckage. It was so early in the morning, just after 9 o'clock. So boy, the National Transportation Safety Board is busy with some of these small plane crashes. We were talking about the other day, one of the other small plane crashes where luckily the plane was landed without landing gear. And that person, the woman who had to basically grab the controls, has to feel incredibly lucky, or like somebody is upstairs looking out for her, because she had no experience whatsoever, just had to land it. Because the pilot had a medical emergency, which was a heart attack. And, you know, you got to get the plane down anyway. And to not know what to do and have a short runway, that is phenomenal. So it's the tale of two different kinds of planes that went down. All right, speaking of dreams and speaking of struggles, this is a branding thing, but listen. How many people make a run for a border in the United States? And meaning fast food. And it's popular. So Taco Bell is incredibly popular. And there's a thing called Taco Tuesday. The company owned the trademark for 40 years. But recently, there's been a legal dispute over the rightful owner of the name. So there's a place called Taco John's that is in areas across the United States. They learned on Tuesday that they have to relinquish their ownership of the trademark for Taco Tuesday. And they said that they were paying millions of dollars to lawyers to defend the mark, and said it just doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do because you're blowing too much money. So they decided, forget it, we'll just share Taco Tuesday, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to instead take the money that we were using in the blowing on these lawyers, and we're going to contribute $100 in all of our locations into a system we're building for our employees with children who are battling health crisis or other things that are going on, because the litigiousness and the money that was flying out the window wasn't worth it anymore. And it was back in May where Taco Bell launched a petition to release the trademark of Taco Tuesday, because they wanted the phrase for anyone who wants to use it to make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos. So they wanted to use it in their branding. And before, they had to get permission from this Taco John's. See, this is what happens. The one with the most money is going to win. So, yeah, they were using it. They had the trademark, but they couldn't afford to blow more money in this ongoing battle, right? It's just a crazy ongoing battle. And now, because of that, it's interesting, because they're challenging Taco Bell to celebrate the joys of tacos and also to give back to restaurant families. So they said. They're doing that 100 per restaurant pledge and then trying to build up these funds for people who work in their restaurants. So they're saying that Del Taco, Taco Bueno, Taco Cabana, Jack in the Box, and mom and pop taco shops across the country that want to use Taco Tuesday in the future should join the movement to support working families and donate to what they're calling CORE. That'd be a pretty cool offshoot for people who work at some of these restaurants. But the whole idea of the whole Taco Tuesday, there were other people that used it as well. But like I said, it's the person with not necessarily the most tacos, with the most money that wins in the game of arguing over a brand and marketing. Because even if you own that particular brand, it's very easy to be snatched if there was some misunderstanding and lawyers could prove it and put it out there, because it's ultimately who lasts in the battle of how much money are we spending on lawyers and who wins. The lawyers win. I mean, I talked about the how hot is it joke. How many lawyer jokes are there? It's the lawyers who ultimately make out, because the lawsuits go on and on and on, and the money pours in and in and in and in. All right, this is wild and worth mentioning in the middle of this. This is this kind of segment where we're talking about a little of this and a little of that. You know the story of Tupac Shakur and what happened in Las Vegas, gunned down, but so long ago, right? And the investigation has basically gone cold since 1996. He was shot multiple times in Vegas that year. He was leaving a boxing match at the MGM Grand Hotel on the Strip. And at the time of his shooting, he was in the car with former Death Row Records CEO Suge Knight when a white Cadillac pulled up beside them and began shooting out of the back window. And at the time, they thought the rapper was the target of the shooting, but since the investigation remained unsolved, it just kind of went away. And now, this is wild, the police confirmed, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police confirmed that they executed a search warrant for a location in Henderson, Nevada, not too far outside of Vegas, you know. It's like a suburb, 20 minutes or so, in connection with this ongoing investigation into the murder of Tupac in 96. And wow, so much was made about the wars between several artists. And if they can really nail that to someone, that would be interesting. And what is it that led to some of that? They're kind of playing it close to the vest. Josh says in Ohio, Kate, you were stuck in my state. I wish I knew. I would have brought you something to snack on. What'd you do as far as rebooking? I want to know. That's next in the mailbag.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Democrats say it's not surprising Donald Trump could soon be facing a federal indictment in the special counsel's investigation into the Capitol riot.
Time and time again, our focus was to seek the truth and to make sure that there's accountability.
Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar said he appreciates the work of the Justice Department. The former president revealed today he received a letter telling him he's a target in the criminal investigation for his efforts to stay in power after losing the 2020 election. Retail sales rose slightly in June. The Commerce Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.2% last month. However, that is less than was anticipated. Mexico's not thrilled with Texas' floating border wall. The incoming foreign minister has written a letter warning that it's likely a violation of the U.S.-Mexican Water Treaty, which covers the Rio Grande. The Texas governor reportedly did not seek permission before deploying the technology. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your emails. Trust me, we'll try to get through them throughout the week. I'm going to pepper them all in. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So I mentioned Josh, who asked about what did I do. I talked about on the air my being trapped in Columbus, Ohio for 8+ hours when my flight kept getting pushed. That's what happened. It kept getting pushed. So it was two from Ohio to Fort Lauderdale and then to the west coast of Florida. And it got pushed and it got pushed and it got pushed, and then it was too late and they had rebooked me on a straight flight. And then the straight flight, meaning straight through, not having to have a leg anywhere, stop anywhere. And then that kept getting pushed and pushed hour after hour after hour. And I met a couple of kids. And we kind of formed an alliance. That's what you do, you see. We formed an alliance at the airport. We're going to tell you what's going on. You tell us what you know is going on. Because we know everybody scatters to try to get on another plane, to try to go to another airline, to do whatever they can to rebook. And that's what Josh asked about, rebooking. Because what do you do when you're in that situation? Do you just hope that eventually that plane's going to get there? And it turned out to be one of the worst days of travel because so many flights were canceled or delayed, and there was no way could I have rented a car and driven? It would have taken so many other hours. It would have been stupid. It would have been better if that flight then fell apart to just go to a hotel and then start over the next day, which is what some people end up doing. But then they fight to try to get their hotel covered. And then are they quick enough to get a flight the next day? Because have they all been booked up? It's dominoes that fall, and your playing the game of what do I do? And when that happens, and they tell you just to get on and call the airline, forget it. You're waiting 4 hours, 6 hours, ridiculous amounts of time. So you have to take charge when you're at the airport, and that's what I did. And I ended up getting on that flight, which was the right decision because everything else around me was canceled anyway. There was no out. So it was either just go the next day, rebook, and go the next day, or try to get on that flight that was incredibly late that put me into an airport at 2 a.m. with a lot of other people who were unhappy because they had come from other places. So the answer to your question, Josh, is I was rebooked. And if you get in that situation, you have to know the options. What is it that you can do? And can you be booked on something else? And if you can't, what does it look like? What's going on? Are they blaming it on weather? Is it something else combined with that? And it's interesting because if you kind of right now were to jump and look for cheap tickets, but would you want to take them? Like Frontier Air has some insane, it's less than $50 for a round trip to a couple of places. And Southwest is doing a really cheap thing too, where it's less than like $70. But the problem is they're having so many problems getting people from these various cities for whatever the reasons are, pilots, the weather, mechanics, that more people are saying they won't fly the airline. It becomes an airline battle. I'm not flying this airline any longer. I'm only going to fly this airline, or I forget it. If I go somewhere in the United States, I'm just going to drive, or I'm going to take a bus, or I'm going to do something else. And I would say if this continues, that's going to happen more and more and more, unless there's no other way to get there and people are willing to play roulette with the airlines, because that's what you do. And if you throw weather into the picture, and it really is the weather, and listen, can you fly in horrific weather, the thunderstorms that are off the charts? The answer is you can't. And then you add that into the other things that are happening, and it becomes really tough. So my suggestion is still the same, is you have to have backup plans and know what those backup plans are wherever you travel, and try to always, I had no choice on the backside of my speaking engagement, which was over the weekend, but to have a jump in between. Otherwise, it's nonstop, nonstop. Just remember those words, nonstop. It's just not worth it, because then you find yourself in that situation. All right, let's move quickly to Fred. Kate, I listen to the show. I don't think I've ever emailed you before. I've been listening for a while, though. And boy, this stuff with Donald Trump, it shows you, though, how weak other candidates must be, because people still would rather go with the former president and take the risk of, gosh, is he going to be out because of some of what's happening with the legal challenges? So you look at all the other names that are out there, all the other I want to be presidents on the Republican side, and none of them, including DeSantis, have enough numbers to trump the Trumpster. So it's pretty clear that we know who the two candidates are going to be, barring something unforeseen, to use your words. And I think somehow he gets through what's happening with these investigations, including these new possible charges, unless it unravels rather quickly. It may just not be, it might be a question of timing. It's all very odd and very Twilight Zone-ish. I like how you put that, Twilight Zone-ish. It is a lot. I mean, we're talking about like so many different legal dilemmas, that it is timelines, it is the lawyers, it is all of that in between, right? So, I mean, look, prosecutors have interviewed people from 7 battleground states targeted by the former president and his allies as they're trying to, you know, overturn the election results. So there's all of that in between. Wow. All right, and I can't answer the question. I mean, I've talked to enough people on the legal side of things, and the answer is they don't know. you can prognosticate as to what could happen. And obviously the special investigator is going to try to push that timeline up to make it happen, to go through the court system. And then it's whether or not he's found guilty of some of the charges, including the classified documents, what happens in a court case. Okay, let's go to this one. This one is from Alan. And Alan says, hey, Kate, there's so many strange things that are happening across this country. I could really throw out a couple of different things that I've seen lately. But how about this deal with the soldier who crossed into North Korea? Why would the soldier do that? It makes no sense to me, especially with the high tensions that we're dealing with. It's, you know, we're talking about a 23-year-old. Is it just that he's not right? And you know, you see the conditions in those prisons or hear about them anyway. And I can't really imagine that that somebody would want to stay in that kind of a country, especially as a U.S. soldier. Yeah, there's no explaining it, right? So the White House just says we're looking into it. They don't know. They're trying to get information. They're trying to resolve it. But it's really, really kind of strange. And how far will the White House go, the Biden administration, how far will they go to secure the release of that 23-year-old private? His name's Travis King. I mean, they have to be concerned. They're reached out to North Korea. I mean, he's the first American in about 5 years to be detained by North Korea. And the State Department is saying it would take what they're calling a restrained approach, as they've seen no clear sign that King wanted to return to the U.S. That's the thing. You know, what's the appropriate measure if he doesn't want to return to the U.S.? And, of course, we don't have diplomatic relations with North Korea. We don't. And there's very limited consular services there, meaning American citizens in other countries. They don't have it. It would have to be through Sweden. And that's what happened. Sweden is the intermediary in cases involving Western nationals that are imprisoned by Pyongyang, you know, North Korea. So before crossing into the Korean DM, you know, crossing into the zone, he spent 47 days at a South Korean detention facility because he had an altercation and was set to return to the U.S. to get disciplinary action. So I think that's what happened. Yeah, I'm not going back. I just walks over. Because what's going to happen there? I mean, look, North Korea's released a bunch of American prisoners in the last couple of years, including the one guy, if you remember, the student who entered the country as part of a guided tour back in 2015 and was convicted of stealing propaganda poster during his stay. There have been some really crazy things that have happened there. So this is a very odd story, and we don't know how this is going to turn out either. There are reasons to of course, question why did he do that, to escape having to deal with what he had to deal with at home. Most likely is probably what why he did it. It's probably why he took that walk across the DMZ. That's the only thing you can think of. All right, I said it at the top. I'll say it again. You can always send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up, UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information or just pure fun facts with Jeremy Paulson and me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, The dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, time for some UBIs. I know you're sweltering out there. We're going to try to make you laugh. I think fun facts that all of us have rattling around in our head are often so interesting. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for the show, joins us. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
How do you feel? You're like me. We're like tired. I was stuck in the airport. You've been working a million hours, so we're gonna lift everyone up.
Lift me up.
Lift me up, brother. Anytime. Anytime, I can pick you up. I can pick you up. All right, so what do you have for UBIs?
I did some radio stuff since we're both in the radio business.
Well, nice.
Kind of radio business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is the radio business for sure. For me.
When was the first true transmission?
First true radio transmission?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say 1910.
Close, actually. Yeah, pretty close. It was 1895.
Oh.
I'm probably going to get this wrong. Guglielmo Marconi?
Yeah, Marconi. We have the famous Marconi Award that is named after him, yes.
Yeah, he was the inventor that changed the world.
Oh, nice.
In 1895 with the first transmission.
Yes, I think that's good.
And that also makes it the oldest form of electronic communication.
The oldest form, yes. So there you go. So we have history on our side while we do this.
Yeah, hopefully it continues, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know when the first advertisement was then?
Oh, I'm going to say... Well, it'd have to be pretty soon because it couldn't be too far after that, because how did they pay for everything once they started to have more transmissions? I'm going to say the first one was, I'll say in the 1915.
This is 1922.
Ooh.
The Queensboro Corporation did the first advertisement in 1922.
Queensboro transmission. Wow. Okay.
Queensboro Corporation.
Yeah, corporation.
Yeah, it did the first advertisement. They wanted to, you know, utilize a new means of, you know, making money.
Yeah, no kidding. I love it.
Do you know what DAB stands for?
No, what does it stand for?
It's digital broadcasting.
Okay.
And when did we start doing digital broadcasting?
Digital broadcasting, I'm going to say 1988.
You're getting close on all these. It was 1995.
Ooh, I remember, you know, there was so much conversation about digital, and then it didn't really materialize into a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, in 1995, the UK started doing digital broadcasting.
Nice.
And now it's everywhere because
broadcasting
has static and interference, and digital really doesn't unless you lose signal.
Right.
So now everything's pretty much digital broadcasting.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Just I like
couple,
it.
You know, radio history moments.
History. History's good. I like a history. All right, so mine is completely opposite of yours. Mine's about weddings. As somebody who's had two weddings, I thought it would be interesting to talk about weddings, and I might have another friend who's getting married, and so I like going to weddings. Have you been to a bunch of weddings?
I've been to a couple. Someone who's not married.
But you're not married, but do you like going to weddings?
Never been. I've only been to like two.
That's it?
They're okay, yeah.
I like that they're okay. Okay, so for me, I have been in six weddings. I was the maid of honor in two. And so that was, both of those were really fun weddings. One was in Dallas at a winery, and another one was in a place called Cape May, New Jersey, not far from where I grew up, and it was my college roommate, because she heard me talk about Cape May a lot and decided she wanted to get married there. So anyway, for weddings, do you know what the most popular month, the biggest month for weddings is?
January
would be good as far as coolness is concerned, but the most popular, at least, and it can change, but at least up to date for the sixth year in a row, October, the most popular month. And it kind of makes sense in a way because of, if you're somewhere where it gets really cold, you're sort of beating the cold, right? You're hoping anyway you're beating the cold.
Like October is usually, I don't know, I just don't, I feel like you want a more like springy, you know, summertime, spring type. That's why I said January. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like January would be bad in some places because it would be freezing cold, but in other places it would work. And people always think of like June and think of summertime or think of springtime. But
June would be a good one.
Right, and then but then sometimes they worry with a spring wedding that you might get, you know, you might get showers or whatever. But October has been anyway the most popular month. The worst month. What's believed to be the worst month for
December.
Weddings? No, worst month for weddings is July. It's supposed to be. It's a superstition that it's gone on for generations that it's an unlucky month. That it's not a good time to get married. That you're jinxed if you.
I've heard that before. Somewhere.
Yeah, you're jinxed if you get married in July. So that's kind of freaky, though. If you believe in that stuff, I don't know if you read about it. Would that be the worst to be able to to get married, you know, in July. It would be right now in most places. It would be so hot, it'd be no good. That's for sure. Like, no way. When people get married in, a lot of people run off, get married in Vegas. And I used to live in Vegas, and I know a lot about the wedding chapels there. There's
you married
of
in
them.
Vegas?
No.
Yeah, the Elvis impersonator?
No, I did not get married in Vegas. I got married in Philadelphia, and I got married in San Antonio, Texas, right off the Riverwalk. People were waving. People could see the wedding right there in public. And then the other one was in a church, so they were two very different weddings.
So no Elvis impersonator?
No, no Elvis. Oh, my mother would just be beside herself if that was... Yeah, Mom, hey, we're going to get a Vegas... we're going to do a Vegas wedding. So how many weddings do you think are performed in Las Vegas annually?
Annually? So like per year?
Yeah, per year.
130,000.
Wow, pretty good. 100,000. 100,000 is a little less. 100,000 weddings annually. Some chapels have more weddings a day than others. Like at the Bellagio, they only do 8 to 10 a day. A lot of people want to get married there. It costs a fortune. But Las Vegas hosts about 150 wedding ceremonies every day. So they have the title of marriage capital of the world. On some days, it's like 300 ceremonies. That's a lot.
That's quite a bit, yes.
Yeah, so if you were in the wedding business, it might not be a bad place to be. If you lived in Vegas and you're in the wedding business, it probably wouldn't be a bad place to be. All right, so this is interesting. Best wedding cakes. And do you think the best wedding cakes or the most popular are three-tier, two-tier, or just one giant rectangular cake?
Probably three-tier.
Three-tier is a good guess. Three-tier is, if you have a lot of people, of course, three-tier. But the most popular seems to be two-tier, because a lot of times they have a groom's cake, and then they have the wedding cake. So now that's so much cake. Cake, 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 cake. But I'll tell you a funny story. I was at a wedding in Tahoe, and the guys and two of them were good friends of mine. They had a Coors distributorship, and one of the guys was upset about the girl that was getting married because he used to date her, and he said he was fine until he had too much to drink, and guess what he did? He fell into the wedding cake and ruined it by accident. That was the weirdest thing ever. I mean, I don't know that anybody has any pictures of that anymore, but I don't know if he's ever, ever lived that down. All right, that's it for you, B.I. Thank you, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
All right, very nice. So as we like to say, in the no drone zone, be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy, peeps.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.